DeepEnglish.com.
In 1907, Dr. Duncan McDougall announced the answer to one of humankind's most intriguing questions. Who announced the answer to one of humankind's most intriguing questions? Dr. Duncan McDougall announced the answer to one of humankind's most intriguing questions. When did Dr. Duncan McDougall announce the answer to one of humankind's most intriguing questions? In 1907, Dr. Duncan McDougall announced the answer to one of humankind's most intriguing questions. Do we each have a soul? What was the question? The question was, do we each have a soul? The answer, according to McDougall, is yes, and it weighs about 21 grams. What is the answer, according to McDougall? The answer, according to McDougall, is yes. How much does it weigh? It weighs about 21 grams. He and his team originally set out to determine whether anything measurable happens when the soul leaves the body. Did he and his team originally set out to determine if anything measurable happens when the soul enters the body? No, he and his team did not originally set out to determine whether anything measurable happens when the soul enters the body. He and his team originally set out to determine whether anything measurable happens when the soul leaves the body. By doing this, they would be able to prove the existence of the soul once and for all. What would they be able to prove once and for all? They would be able to prove the existence of the soul once and for all. They created a special scale that measured a patient's weight as they died. What did the scale measure? The scale measured a patient's weight as they died. Every time the experiment was conducted, the patient's weight decreased after death. What decreased after death? The patient's weight decreased after death. Did the patient's weight decrease every time the experiment was conducted? Yes, the patient's weight decreased every time the experiment was conducted. According to McDougall, it was as if something had been suddenly lifted from the body. Was it as if something had been suddenly added to the body? No, it was not as if something had suddenly been added to the body. It was as if something had been suddenly lifted from the body. McDougall claimed this happened at precisely the time of death in all but one case, when a man with a sluggish temperament died. What kind of temperament did he have? He had a sluggish temperament. When the weight did not change, the experimenters shook their heads and assumed their experiment had failed. Who shook their heads? The experimenters shook their heads. Did they assume their experiment had been a success? No, they did not assume their experiment had been a success. They assumed their experiment had failed. But then the scale supposedly shifted. What supposedly shifted? The scale supposedly shifted. McDougall believed this delay was due to the man's temperament. Like the man himself, his soul was slow to move on. What did McDougall believe this delay was due to? McDougall believed this delay was due to the man's temperament. Was his soul like the man himself? Yes, his soul was like the man himself. Each time a patient died on the scale, the team made the necessary deductions and found that 21 grams was always unaccounted for. What did the team make? The team made the necessary deductions. How many grams were always unaccounted for? 21 grams were always unaccounted for. McDougall's findings caused a stir and created a feud with another doctor who found the results hard to swallow. What caused a stir? McDougall's findings caused a stir. Did everyone agree with his findings? No, everyone did not agree with his findings. Another doctor found the results hard to swallow. Dr. Augustus P. Clark argued that when the lungs stop cooling the blood, the body's temperature increases and the skin sweats, which could account for the change in weight. What increases when the lungs stop cooling the blood? The body's temperature increases when the lungs stop cooling the blood. Did Dr. Augustus P. Clark argue that sweat could account for the change in weight? Yes, Dr. Augustus P. Clark argued that sweat could account for the change in weight. McDougall countered, saying that this was not the case because circulation ceases at the time of death. Who countered? McDougall countered. What ceases at the time of death? Circulation ceases at the time of death. Many supported McDougall, but he continued to receive a lot of criticism. Did many support McDougall? Yes, many supported McDougall. What did he receive? He received a lot of criticism. Eventually, his work lost steam and was never found to be conclusive. What lost steam? His work lost steam. Was it ever found to be conclusive? No, it was never found to be conclusive. 100 years later, the idea of the soul's weight being measured by doctors sounds laughable. How many years later? 100 years later. What idea sounds laughable? The idea of the soul's weight being measured by doctors sounds laughable. Science and spirituality clearly occupy different worlds, physical and metaphysical. What clearly occupy different worlds? Science and spirituality clearly occupy different worlds. What are the worlds they occupy? The worlds they occupy are physical and metaphysical. Trying to find a physical bridge between them seems like wishful thinking. What seems like wishful thinking? Trying to find a physical bridge between them seems like wishful thinking. McDougall was likely a charlatan or simply delusional, but perhaps it's just a matter of time until one day, years from now, a clever scientist will find undeniable proof of the soul. What might a clever scientist find? A clever scientist might find undeniable proof of the soul. When might he find it? He might find it one day, years from now. Do you think McDougall was a charlatan or simply delusional? As the famous writer Arthur C. Clarke once said, "Magic's just science that we don't understand yet." Who was Arthur C. Clarke? Arthur C. Clarke was a famous writer. Did he say that magic is just spirituality? No, he did not say that magic is just spirituality. He said that magic is just science that we don't understand yet.